Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take It From The Iron Woman. I only have special guests, and today I'm really honored to have Kate with us. Kate is the author of The Full Spirit Workout, a 10-step system to shed your self-doubt, strengthen your spiritual core, and create a fun and fulfilling life. I think we want to hear from her. Welcome, Kate. Introduce yourself and let's dig in.
Hey, Suzanne. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you to everyone who is listening. It's going to be a fun, exciting conversation. I met Suzanne through Columbia University's coaching program, and we were both getting our MBI assessment, talking all about the brain and thinking preferences. We're fun nerds. We like to help people and help people really develop their whole person. We share that passion. And, you know, I'm an expert in mindfulness and performance and well-being and communications, just my background in broadcast journalism. And I've definitely been someone who's had to acknowledge and work through insecurities and just all the criticism that you get being out in the public and what comes along with that. And I'm just really passionate about talking to people about their mental and their emotional and their spiritual struggles and helping people get fit on the inside. Everyone's so familiar with going to the gym to work out their physical muscles. And I'm really helping people train their inner musculature and really getting strong on the inside.
I think we need more of you these days.
It's a really challenging time. I think this is a workout that absolutely everybody needs right now and needs to make space for. And you can start with just 2 minutes a day of getting still, of really taking, I call it sit and stare, that 2 minutes where you sit and stare out the window and just allow yourself to rest, even if just for a moment, and rejuvenate and reflect and just kind of process everything that's going on rather than stuffing it down with food or alcohol or drugs or shopping or whatever your guilty pleasure or something that isn't serving you really. And really just get clear about who you are at your core and what's really going on with you. And sadly, many even super high achievers that I coach and work with, they don't even allow themselves this time. They say they're too busy. It's uncomfortable for them. And yeah, especially like anything you start for the first time, it can be super uncomfortable to just sit with yourself in silence. What's really going on beneath the surface?
Yeah, I feel like we're so tuned in into the quick fixes, the New York 2-3 seconds, give me the New York minute, the cliff notes. But now I think it's the time to take more time and to allow the time to go a little deeper. And you mentioned it, a lot of people will say, I don't have the time. I think they're a little afraid. Maybe can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, to those people, I say, I was one of those people. My brother, who I love dearly, is one of those people. I say, do you have time to be sick, to hate your life, to hate yourself, to not like the people around you, to be filled with anger or rage or jealousy or judgment or fear and suffer from anxiety and depression? And that all sounds really heavy and dark, right? But that's what people are essentially saying when they don't have time. They're saying, well, I'm willing to be all of those things. This is really giving you permission to take that time. And in my experience, when you take the time to really care for yourself and to go in and do these inner fitness exercises and practices, you achieve more, you feel better. You don't have to try so hard to quote unquote make it happen or get this or get that. You just automatically become the person who naturally attracts all that you desire. And you get the emails and the phone calls and the opportunities and experiences and the right people. Just, it seems like magic, but of course it isn't. These people magically appear in your life. And it's because you've taken the time to really fine tune your instrument or sharpen your sword, as I'd like to say. And so, you know that. I mean, everybody knows about the physical fitness and that if you work out consistently, you will see results. And the same is here. You can't just meditate or do these practices once a month and expect to have a six pack spirit. You have to do it consistently. And I think there's this misconception even in coaching where, oh, I don't need a coach. Like I'm fine. And it's just what it is if you are talented and if you are a leader, you're achieving and, you know, stay at home moms, you're a leader. You don't have to be CEO of an organization. You're CEO of your household. Your talent merits investment. And so I think that's what people don't understand, or then they think it's therapy, but there really is so much value in coaching and taking that time either by yourself or with a certified professional to really dive in deep and sort out where you want to go and why it's important to you. And then how am I going to get there?
Very good point. Sometimes, again, I will say people are afraid to pick up the phone or even send a message. Hey, I would like to talk to you. To go back to not taking the time, it's so interesting to see that we schedule everything, but we don't schedule me time. We don't schedule time for yourself, me included. I'm very bad at that, but I got a little better. I hope I can say that. Usually every year I focus on one word, and this year is balance. And I'm like, oh, I need to remind myself. I need to be more balanced. And balance also means to stand up. It doesn't mean just the inner balance, but be proud of who you are. We all need to work on that and put yourself on the calendar. How can we do that? What is the secret to that, Kate?
Thank you so much for saying that. And it's so funny you mentioned that, because I will work with millionaires and billionaires, people who are quite successful in their careers. And even when I bring it to their attention about even just taking 5 minutes a day to have that time to reflect, to check in, to journal, I will have clients who say, I can't do that. I'll start with 2 minutes. But we celebrate that. Great. You start with 2 minutes. I think there's this notion of that it's selfish to take time for yourself, or maybe it's that fear of what you might discover when you sit quietly by yourself. Mm-hmm. There's a beautiful quote by Blaise Pascal that says, all of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone. I find that fascinating. I think we've seen that front and center this past year, just how uncomfortable people are by themselves when they're not distracted by insane travel schedules and endless lists of activities and all the things you can do to kind of numb out what you're actually feeling, so that when you sit, it's kind of uncomfortable because you have to feel like, wow, this marriage is not working for me. Wow, I have allowed myself to gain or lose too much weight. Wow, I actually don't like the job that I'm in. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I don't even know who I am without all of the external labels and titles. And so I see why people are scared about it. But in terms of scheduling it in, that's what, when I ask people, you know, what would make you feel better? And I always am waiting to hear a trip to Lake Como or whatever, some extravagant thing. But really it comes down to people saying, I wish I could just schedule in 30 minutes a day to do yoga or go for a walk. And the fact that that is so challenging to super high achievers and CEOs is really telling and really sad and frightening. Mm-hmm. And so just like all the meetings and the endless Zoom calls from 3 to 3:30, I'm going for my walk, whether it's inside because it's raining on the treadmill or walking up and down the stairs or going outside. Mm-hmm. And if 10 people call during, and even putting your call on your phone on do not disturb, and being really serious and taking it as seriously as you do that Zoom call that you don't even really need to be in, where people are saying the same thing over and over, or all those endless lists of things you think you have to do. And then we put ourselves last. And if I've learned anything this past year, it's that my well-being is no longer some luxury or must be nice, or maybe I'll get to it. It's my well-being has to come first. Otherwise, I'm not going to be well. We've all been hit with so much that it's no longer a negotiable. Mm-hmm. And now you put it in, just not even because you want to achieve some lofty goal that will come, but just simply because you want to be healthy.
And health you cannot buy with money. Even if you talk to millionaires or billionaires, I think it's just interesting. What I learned from another client of mine is that they put in the calendar a T, a number two and a T, and that means time to think. And if you can get on a millionaire's agenda and say, well, this is a reoccurring meeting with yourself, T2T, then it's in the calendar and you don't give that time away. It's actually, you hit the jackpot. You can spend time with yourself.
Yeah. And just how important that is. The fact that we even have to do that and that this is even a conversation that we have to have. And then I just say to people also that, and I talk a lot about the 5 P's of confidence. And I actually did a research paper on this during my time at Columbia. And the third one is purpose. Mm-hmm. And that notion that if you can't show up and do it, whatever it is for yourself, do it for all the people who aren't in your position. Do it for underprivileged people. Do it for people who don't have the advantages or money or resources or support that you do. Do it for your teammate, your colleague, your parent, your spouse, your children. And then it becomes, oh, it's not about me. This is about a much grander purpose and showing up for people in that way. And then it becomes more about, oh, I'm giving back, or taking care of myself is raising my vibration. I'm going to be nicer to the people I interact with. I'm going to give a compliment to my coworker, and then they're going to feel good about themselves. And it creates this ripple effect. And if you think of, again, I say it's simple, maybe not easy, but so simple. When you think about taking 5 to 30 minutes or an hour, if you're really daring and courageous, and then the ripple effect that that will create in the world by you taking care of yourself, I think it makes it easier to schedule it in. And then it becomes a non-negotiable because you're feeling so much better, you're achieving greater results, and everyone around you is benefiting from you taking that time to go within.
And I think one other thing is like stay away from the computer and the phone for that half hour or hour. Before the pandemic, I would always say, let's do a Starbucks meditation. You leave your office, go to Starbucks, and then walk around the block. It's 20 minutes. So that's a water cooler talk. And I think some people also are forgetting in the times when you were in an office, you got interrupted and say like, hey, do you have a minute? And then it an hour later, but you would take that time. Now you have the luxury actually also of that time to schedule that time. And the other book that I absolutely love is The Art of Possibility, where they say, don't take yourself so serious, and we need to add some fun into life, even in difficult times. And somebody once said, times are always difficult. It will not go away. This will be the new reality. We don't go to the new normal. It will be the new reality.
That's beautiful. I mean, fun is even in the subtitle of my book, right? It's about shedding our self-doubt, strengthening our spiritual core, and creating a fun and fulfilling life. And it's like, what a concept. I think we're all guilty of forgetting that we are here to have fun. We are here to be fulfilled. And these things are our birthrights. They're not a reward after working an 80-hour week where you feel like you're going to pass out from exhaustion and like, okay, I've earned like 30 minutes of fun. I'm kind of asleep through all of it because I'm so tired and I don't even know what fun is. Maybe this is it. No, that's not what we're here to do. And just bringing that fun to your relationships and to everything that you do and to everyone you meet and carving out the space for that. When you do, I find when I take that time off, when I come back, I'm doing, like I said, a fraction, doing 10 times the amount of work and a fraction of the time because I have taken the time to rest and rejuvenate and work on those mental and emotional muscles that have gotten really out of shape for a lot of people because they don't want to go there. It's too painful. It's like when you haven't been to the gym in a year, you kind of don't want to go back because you're like, this is going to hurt. I'm going to suck. I'm not going to be able to keep up. I'm going to be feeling so bad about myself because I'm so out of shape. And that's not what we're doing here. And like with the full spirit workout, for example, it really is just kind of even getting in touch with your spirit. Your spirit, by the way, is in perfect shape. It's just that you forgot that it's even there. You're relying so much on the externals, other people's validation and Instagram following and, I make this much money. Where really your true strength and power is this source that you have within.
And it's so important to listen to that spirit. And I think what we also forget is like to listen carefully and allow to listen. And then when we get those insights or intuition, it's actually opening up the doors and more opportunities are coming in.
Yeah, I think that's our problem is that we aren't practiced at listening. We're actually getting intuitive downloads. I call them divine downloads from spirit. You know, I believe in a higher power. I know God is a loaded word for a lot of people. I just think of love, or I think of my angels up in there. Our angels are always communicating with us and guiding us and supporting us. When you do give yourself that time just to be quiet, you do get the information that says, oh, send her an email, or You get the truth of who you are speaks to you rather than frantically calling someone like, oh my gosh, this happened. What should I do? And then you're getting someone's projected opinion or advice put on you based on their reality rather than going to the source, which is your innate wisdom, mm-hmm. and checking in and being like, what am I going to say to this client when I resign? That's going to leave room for respect and care for the opportunity. And you get those words. I will get the exact, when I let myself take that time, I get the exact words and I send off the email and there's no stress, there's no fear, there's no doubt. It's just is what it is.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much, Kate. How cool was that to talk to Kate? Inspirational. Listen more to your inside voice. Take it from the Iron Woman. We have many episodes that will speak to you, to anybody. Take it from the Iron Woman is also a book where you can find my journey from Switzerland to New York to Kilimanjaro.